With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The future of TikTok is on hold. Congress holds the key. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
The battle over the future of TikTok is creeping back onto the Hill. 8 months after Congress forced the sale or closure of the Chinese-owned social media platform, a January 19th deadline for action is looming, and lawmakers are weighing in on both sides. Democrat Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts and Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky are asking President Joe Biden to invoke a 90-day extension, citing, quote, the law's uncertain future and the consequences for free expression. The uncertainty surrounds a Supreme Court review of the law, set for oral argument on January 10th. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, a man accused of attempting to assassinate President-elect Donald Trump in South Florida won't be tried until September 2025. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon said in an order released on Monday that Ryan Roof's trial will begin September 8th instead of the previously scheduled February 10th start date. The 58-year-old Roof has pleaded not guilty in this case. The war in Ukraine. On Christmas Day, the BBC's Will Vernon.
Так звучить світло.
Standing in front of Kyiv's St. Sophia Cathedral, Volodymyr Zelensky delivered a Christmas message to an exhausted nation. When they look up at their skies, he said, Ukrainians want to see a Christmas star shining there, instead of Russian drones and missiles. As the message was broadcast, Mr. Zelensky's hometown, Kryvyi Rih, came under attack. Local authorities say a Russian ballistic missile slammed into a four-story residential block. Videos posted by officials show rescuers hauling injured people out of rubble.
This is SRN News. Muslim countries are the worst for religious freedom.
The Pew Research Center has completed its latest global survey of restrictions on faith, and its list of nations where things are especially bad is dominated by those that are Islamic. Over 70% of the list are mostly Muslim countries, including such bad actors as Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria, and Saudi Arabia. The rest of the nations that restrict religious freedom are predominantly communist, including China and Vietnam. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The battles over abortion in the U.S. are increasingly focusing on the pills that are now the most common way pregnancies are ended. Texas has sued a New York doctor over a prescription to a Texas resident. It could become the first test of a shield law that New York and some other Democratic-controlled states have passed to protect abortion doctors. There's also a lawsuit aimed at rolling back federal approval for one of the most common abortifacients. This is SRN News. Bill Clinton is out of the hospital after being treated for the flu.
Former President Bill Clinton has been discharged from a Washington hospital one day after being admitted with a fever. Clinton's deputy chief of staff says the 78-year-old is being treated for the flu, adding he and his family are deeply grateful for the exceptional care being provided by the team at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital. Clinton also sent his warmest wishes for a happy and healthy holiday season to all. Clinton was hospitalized on Monday afternoon for testing and observation. I'm Shelley Adler.
The FBI offering a $10,000 reward for help fighting a man suspected of fatally shooting a 7-year-old boy at the Mountain Ute Reservation in Colorado earlier this month. The agency announcing the reward for information leading to the arrest on Monday and conviction of 23-year-old Jeremiah Height. More details at SRNNews.com.